Hello and welcome to this podcast. Initially, I was going to do a podcast focused on the topic of parenting, tough love, and adult children. As I started developing this podcast, I found that I need to back up to explore what it means to have a healthy and vibrant relationship with our significant other first. My wife, Katie Moffitt, has a degree in child development and psychology. She's also a special education teacher with 20 plus years of experience. We also have experience in raising four children. We've been married for 33 years. We will be using that experience to explore marriage and parenting topics further. First, let me talk about marriage relationships, and then we can explore child development stages and the different challenges that come with each stage. I also want to say up front that I do not have all the answers. All I can do is share my life's experience with you as a marriage partner and parent. As you go along in this journey, I want to encourage you in that we are all on this road together. Take the meat of what I say and throw away the bones. I say that to say this: not everything I say may be relevant to your situation. Learn the things you need to learn and move on. Having children adds a new dynamic to our existing family, which is husband and wife. Depending on how long you have been together, you may still be learning how to love, cherish, and respect one another. Marriage is work. Marriage is not magical. Sure, there is a physical attraction at first, and there may be lots of crazy emotions that started you both down the road of love. It has been said that years 1 through 5 are honeymoon years. If you can make it past that stage, then you're no longer in the honeymoon years and you have started to settle into a routine. Marriage requires commitment from both husband and wife. A commitment to the relationship, a commitment to communicating, a commitment to forgiveness, a commitment to sticking with it when life hits you both the hardest. Marriage is an institution that is not as sacred as it once was. People get married with the idea that if it does not work out, then they can just get a divorce and find someone else. Marriage is a sacred commitment to one another until death do you part. This is a biblical principle. You promise one another that you will stand by one another in sickness or health, for richer or poorer. Katie and I have a coffin clause in our marriage. In other words, we agree that the only way out of the relationship is death. No pun intended, but we're deadly serious about our commitment to one another. In 33 years, we have faced a lot of obstacles both in our marriage relationship and raising our family. It's not always been a picnic. There were times where it would have been convenient to throw in the towel and give up. The day and age we live in makes it easy to do that. That is why divorce lawyers are so busy. You have to be careful not to have unrealistic expectations of one another. You may think, I love them so much that if we get married, then I can fix this or that in them. You may find yourself in a codependent relationship. You may be wondering why I'm talking about marriage dynamics and how it relates to raising children in your family. I'm talking about these things because your marriage and how strong it is directly tied to how well you will do with building a solid relationship with your children. If your marriage has issues that need to be fixed, it can make raising your children difficult at best. As adults who were victims of abusive parents as children, we may wind up bringing emotional baggage into our marriage relationship. Emotional baggage takes the shape of unresolved issues that we bring into our relationship. If at all possible, you need to fix these issues before you bring children into the family. Hopefully, you and your wife have a healthy relationship with your parents or have a support person in your lives that can help you work through these issues. Life can be messy, and we don't always plan like we should. Worst case scenario is that you and your marriage partner will find yourself dealing with emotional baggage and unrealistic expectations of one another, and at the same time trying to build a healthy relationship with your offspring. Your emotional baggage can affect how successful you are in raising children. I personally did not have a happy childhood. There was a lot of emotional baggage that I had to overcome. I realized as a young adult that my parents were emotionally, psychologically, and sometimes physically abusive. There were a lot of issues to work through. I recognized early on that I needed to learn how to forgive my parents of that abuse. I also realized that I needed to find someone that was wiser than I was at raising children. To a large degree, I listened to other successful parents and Dr. James Dobson, who was an immense resource to me. No matter what, you need to find the help you need to work through these issues in your marriage before you can ever hope to have a healthy relationship with your spouse or your children. Find a family counselor or therapist. If you go to church, many of them provide family counseling or can point you in the right direction to get the help you need. If you dial 211 on your phone, that will connect you to United Way. That organization knows of resources in your community that can provide you with help. In our next podcast, we will start talking about children in developmental stages. Thank you for listening. Please share this podcast with your friends and family and other parents so that they too can listen. Have a nice day. Goodbye.